Masechet Holin Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, Shehat me'ah hayot b'makom echad, kisui echad lekulan. If somebody slaughtered 100 animals in one place, they only need one act of kisui hadam, of covering the blood, to take care of all of them. Me'ah ofot b'makom echad, kisui echad lekulan. Same thing with birds. If there are 100 birds slaughtered in one location, you only need to do one act of covering the blood for all of them. A person shouldn't think that he has to do a single act per single animal, but it's about the blood being covered. So one full action of covering would take care of the obligation. Same thing if it's a haya and a bird in one place, that you could do a single act of covering the blood for all of them. You may think that when it comes to a haya or an off, birds and animals, that they're two separate mitzvot and you need two different coverings for them. And that's what the Mishnah here is teaching us. No, it's all part of one mitzvah, and you only need one act of kisui hadam when slaughtering a haya and a bird together. One action is sufficient. Rabbi Yehuda omer, shehat haya yechasena ve'ahar kach yishot ta'ov. Says Rabbi Yehuda, when you slaughter a haya, an animal, you should cover the blood, and then you should slaughter the bird and cover its blood. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says that there's a separation in the pasuk where it says haya or off, a haya or an off. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we learn from here that when there's a haya and bird, when they want to be slaughtered together, they still need two separate acts of kisui hadam, one for the haya and one for the bird. According to the Yehuda, the slaughter should cover the blood of the haya before he slaughters the bird. He views the two coverings that he needs, one for the bird and one for the animal, then one for the bird afterwards, as if they were two separate mitzvot, that the mitzvah of slaughtering the haya, then covering the blood, and then slaughter the bird and cover its blood. Shahat v'lo chisa v'ra'ahu achein. If somebody slaughtered a haya or bird and he was violating the halakha, he didn't cover the blood, another person saw that the blood wasn't covered, hayav lechasot, the second person has to cover the blood. The pasuk tells us, peshafach edamo bechisahu be'afad, he should pour out its blood and cover it with earth. We see from here that the obligation of kisui hadam falls on the person who poured out the blood, which is the shohet, the person who slaughtered. But if the shohet doesn't do his obligation, anyone who sees it has to cover the blood, because the next pasuk afterward says, Va'omar libnei Yisrael, Hashem says to the children of Israel, which puts this obligation on everybody if the slaughterer does not take care of it on his own. Kisahu v'nit gala, if somebody covered the blood and then it became uncovered, patur melechasot, you don't have to go recover it. The mitzvah of kisui hadam only has to be done one time. Kisahu haruach, if the wind blew dirt over the blood and then the earth covered it and then it became uncovered, hayav lechasot, he's obligated to then redo the kisui hadam, because in this situation the kisui hadam was never really done by you. It happened on its own. So you didn't even do the mitzvah one time on your own. So therefore, you'd have to go recover it in this situation.